MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Love me some pizza.
Like, and I'd want to wrap it all. Like, I just want to have, like, a big old slice of pizza and then, like a burger and fries.
Hold on.
And
let's
just
focus
all
on
of it.
What's your favorite, like, but, okay, what's your favorite kind of pizza, though? Let's say it's pizza. What's your favorite kind?
Well, I prefer going to one of those, like, places near us.
Yeah, we're not talking,
where
no,
you
we're
can
not
actually
talking Domino's
get, like,
or Pizza Hut. We're talking about.
Well, yeah, like the place down the road where you can just get a
it's
nice,
like, a New
like,
York.
Yeah, a New York style type pizza, you know?
Actual pizza.
Yeah.
No love for deep dish?
Floppy.
I do like deep dish.
Oh, that can suck my dick.
What's wrong fucking with deep dish?
A
oh.
meat pie with a bread crust? Go fuck yourself,
back
Chicago.
Off. There's nothing wrong with deep dish.
No.
Grease. I love grease.
Down.
Grease,
Mark,
oil,
you,
salt.
Hold on.
No, I have a few things to get angry about, and people who think that deep dish pizza is good,
it
they
is.
Can suck my ball
shut
sack.
Up.
No.
Fuck you and your cheesesteak. Shove
pizza,
them up your ass.
Fucking so much stacking anger. 14 layers of meat on top of wet dough. Ugh.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780, hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter if you want to get in contact with us, or Hippo Juice Film on Skype if you want to Skype in the show. Today is April 6th, 2016, and it is 7:07 p.m. in Ocala, Florida. Joined as always by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Never, ever, ever.
I believe John the Laser Santeri's here.
Pew, 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 pew.
There he is. Joining us today, like last week, and we always love him, to have him on, the host of the Untitled
Movie Podcast,
which comes on right before the Hippo Juice Show, Mark Rampcat Jackson is here.
Hi.
And, of course, Joe Lutz, very weird.
I'm hitting you with two Salt Pepper songs 2 days in a row.
Oh, yeah.
They were so goddamn good.
They really were.
I love that group. DJ's name is Spinderella.
That's right.
You go wrong?
Good name, by the way.
That is
fucking,
a great name.
I mean,
name.
If you're a DJ, that's fucking. That's a good name.
He turns into a
DJ ones and twos.
That's not bad. DJ Scribble was another good one that had a great DJ
wasn't
name.
Wasn't bad, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like not many people are named the sound that they actually make.
Yeah,
that's
you know?
One of the few Geico commercials that I can stand because theirs were really clever.
Oh, you didn't like the caveman? I love the caveman. Fucking, we get it, Geico.
The one that they made the show about that got canceled just as fast as it came on.
So fast.
Episodes.
What a terrible show that was.
I thought it only got one episode.
No, I got three, I believe.
What was the premise? Yeah. Were they trying to like save people insurance or something?
No, the premise was the commercials did really well in test audiences, and they thought that they could do a sitcom out of it.
He's just a frozen fish that's been thawed and put back into society.
What's more enraging, that the caveman, the Geico caveman, the gave?
Well, not in general.
That the Geico caveman got three episodes, or that the slap got a full season?
That pisses you off more than anything.
By the way, the slap still gets Marie. And like, not, this isn't a bit for the show, because I know a lot of people think that some things like, oh, you guys are doing for the show. No.
Nope.
Marie, like on her off time.
ABC's be like, The Slap should have been 30 seconds long. You slap the kid.
Slap?
It was about, it's a show about a kid that was misbehaving, and then an adult slapped him, and then somehow
Hold
there's
on.
Plot line.
You know what? I never miss an opportunity to play a trailer for The Slap.
No.
So, John.
No, can we not?
No. There's a lot. No, Royce, seriously, there's a lot to talk about.
Slap.
No, Royce, seriously, we have a lot to talk about.
What was
Please
the
don't.
Saddest part was that, Please you know, don't. Zachary Quinto was one of the leads in that show.
This is the door that's been opened. Pandora's box has been opened.
Oh, my God.
It's only 50 seconds.
I wanted it to be a throwaway joke, and now
hey,
I have to watch.
Hey, what's going on?
It's mine, Daddy. No, it's
Oh, that's someone making fun of it. Apparently, oh, my God, they took the trailer down.
Good.
That bad, huh?
That bad.
Good.
Wow. Oof. Anyway, to explain, The Slap had the fucking Spock in it, or Siler.
You know what? It's not bad?
What?
Salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper? No, of course not.
Who was the one that sang? It was another. It was an all black girl group, like back during the time when
TLC.
No. It was a different. I forget the one.
Wait. They were they
Sisters with Voices? SBW.
Wait. and Vogue.
Oh, it was in Vogue. There you go.
In Vogue.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Man, I had a crush on one of the chicks from In Vogue.
So did I.
The one with the titties?
Yeah, I mean, I would say the
Wait,
black
there were
one.
Girls that didn't have titties?
They all had titties.
There's a few. I mean, we don't talk about cancer that often on the show, but...
And we also do not talk about the itty-bitty titty committee. We won't bring them up on this show. We talk about...
Oh, that's right. John is the chairman of it.
The chairman of the itty-bitty titty committee.
I thought he was a treasurer.
Oh, you're right. Treasurer. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, treasurer.
He's aiming to be chairman.
No, I'm the historian.
Okay.
Oh, that's right.
He just wants to look at boobs.
He's very big into documentation.
Anti.
What?
Like the group against the itty bitty titty committee because you love big boobs.
Well, no, well, that see me being the historian of the of that group
of
it
which
allows
group
me
of which
to,
group of which group
spread knowledge.
Hold on. Which group?
Which group?
The itty bitty titty committee.
Thank you.
With small boobs.
It's very important that you say the full
There's
name.
Nothing.
We don't think anything wrong with it. John just has an affinity for big ones.
John,
I love big titties.
John's historian level on the itty bitty titty committee is really just research for breast enhancement and augmentation.
Correct. Okay. Mm.
You know, John, by the way, I used to follow you on Twitter, and then I had to take it down because your feed is definitely not safe for work, because every other post is big titty.
Everybody.
It's okay.
Show us your boobs.
Watered it down since then.
Everybody.
I realized that if I just like big titties and not retweet big titties,
yes.
then it's fun for everybody.
Everybody right. knows when John's masturbating. I want to be clear because, yes, you follow his Twitter feed. Mark, you're not the first person that's had that complaint. Over the years.
John's jacking off again.
It's not a complaint. It's just that there's so many of them, and they're massive, too. Like,
they're huge.
I love boobs. I love all sizes of them. But then they start pushing the threshold where it's just...
Right.
It goes into, like, oh, this is an oddity. It should belong in a museum or something like that. I don't
know. Yeah, it's not this. It's this.
That's it.
Thank you, Doug.
Threshold of them blouses.
You see, John likes them like freakish, you know, like to the point where you're like, all right, you know.
Every single thread, if you can just focus on the camera, they're like shaking like this.
Yeah.
Like every single thing is about to explode.
So. Oh, yeah, the GIFs.
That's and you know it's a shame because John has such a great Twitter name, John's Epitome, which is a really good name.
Yeah.
And you know it should really be called John's Big Titties, and because that's pretty much all he posts. Like it'd be weird. I guess I like John like this because it'd be weird if he was posting these big tits and then had a really really strong political views tweets
that would be
in
weird.
Between them.
That would be weird.
Well, the thing is, like, I don't have time for like 125 characters of like.
He doesn't have time.
This salad man, occupy my mouth. No, so just whatever.
Just boobs.
That's a bad tweet.
He only has time for boobs.
Well, for Twitter, it's that, and also for like cheat codes that you get from game developers for certain games.
They still do those?
Up, yeah, down, like Borderlands, down, left, right, A, B.
That's a
no, like Borderlands. They give like wrong, right. They give like exotic keys that you can get like unique weapons for certain games.
Exotic keys instead of exotic titties.
Yes, thank you. I used. Well, that was a weird laugh. Can someone mark that? I want that as a button.
Really, made me uncomfortable.
Thank you. That was a weird laugh.
I'm uncomfortable with where we just went.
Yeah, thank you, Steven. I appreciate that.
That's how everyone feels after looking at John's timeline for too long.
So what were we talking about? The slap?
No, we weren't. No, we weren't talking about that. Not at all. No.
What about the clap?
No, we weren't talking about that. Actually, something I did want to talk about.
Okay, this is up.
Okay. One thing I did want to talk about before we get into our news stories was Royce's controversial but shouldn't have been post on Facebook today, and I really just needed a time for all of us to sit here and talk to you, the listener, about voting.
Actually,
in America.
I have audio of me after I made my post. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Oh, you are angry.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened? Because like my phone died.
So tell them what your original post was, right, if you wouldn't mind.
I mean, whatever. It doesn't. Listen, here's the point. I made a post. Washington Post did a... Say post more, Royce. Washington Post did a...
it's not your fault. The Washington Post is called the Washington Post.
I know,
Post.
But it's just ridiculous that was...
You mean the WAPO?
Yeah, call it WAPO.
The WAPO.
WAPOW!
Well, by the way, the hot one from En Vogue was Cindy.
Thank you, Cindy Juggs.
The WAPO did this whole piece on... They interviewed Bernie Sanders, and they were talking to him, and they talked to him about international policy.
Yeah, they asked him about percents.
No, go ahead, Dutch.
I'm not going
to
do it.
No, please. Now you have to because I love it. It's one of my favorite things.
No, go ahead. I'm
okay,
sorry.
But do it at some point because I want to hear it. So anyway, what was he saying?
You were sharing the WAPO story.
Oh, WAPO. So
about Bernie Sanders.
There was something about, you know, he was talking about his own international policy. And they're like, oh, you say you rode the subway last year. So, you know, how do you ride the subway? He's like, oh, you get a token and you put it in. And then everyone's like, a token? Like, no one's used a token in like 15 years. So
he's never ridden this subway.
But what does it matter?
And now
I wasn't even bashing him. I was just pointing some stuff out why I like Gary Johnson.
And let me just state for the record that I know that we may or may not have a Bernie Sanders fan on the air. Like, Mark, are you pro some of his thoughts?
I voted for Bernie Sanders in the Florida primary.
Okay. So we can have both sides. We can have a normal discourse.
Yeah, but I'm not even... But see, my point is I wasn't even fighting about his policies. I had no...
Just
exactly.
What did you say?
Anyway, that's
no,
what
he
I...
he didn't say anything. He just shared the story.
That's what I said.
So that's all he did.
Yeah, I just shared a story. I shared the Washington Post story. So a lot of people that I don't even know started commenting on my thing and like really attacking me like fucking hard. I'm like, what the fuck's happening?
Like trolling his Facebook timeline.
Like hardcore. Like I was getting murdered.
Found a picture of him in his parents' house. Thought and it was his own
thought
house.
Thought it was my house. And you know my parents are millionaires, so they have a fucking mansion. And they posted the picture like it was my house. And I'm like, that's not even my house. I'm an
How
Uber.
How many people follow you on Facebook where you can get trolled? My Facebook is only my friends and family.
Yeah, but to be fair, I leave it open on purpose because I kind of like it. So,
Royce, how many friends do you actually have on Facebook?
I don't know, like 1,500 or some shit.
It's a lot.
That's crazy. Do you actually, and you don't know these people personally?
No. Okay, so he treats his Facebook like Twitter.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I do it on purpose.
You get verified.
Yeah. So I we like to have fun here.
So people start going on. And it was one of those too long, didn't read. Like, I looked at it way after the 76 comments later.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, ooh, what happened?
Now, were you fighting with these people, or did you just get lambasted and didn't realize it?
As a matter of fact, I wasn't fighting with them. One person said, fuck you. One person calls me stupid. And I'm like, dude, I haven't made fun of anybody. I haven't called anyone names. I'm like, why the fuck are you people? Like, what's wrong with you?
Did you caption the article or you just posted it?
No, I posted it. I literally
just posted it.
I did say stuff.
Guy's awesome.
Oh, no, I did say stuff. I did quote him saying that he didn't have a lot of information. Like, he had, like, not a lot of answers for his foreign policy.
Oh, so these are pro-Bernie Sanders people
right.
going after you.
But mind you, this was very light. I wasn't attacking. As a matter of fact, out of all the candidates out of two parties, I could deal with him better than fucking Hillary and Trump. That's for sure. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
How, so in your post, how many ads for Oakley sunglasses were in there?
No.
Saying like share this with 9 people or you'll die.
No. There was no spam or anything.
And really? So like, yeah. And so, you know, 76 comments in, I even just had to jump in because I'm like, oh, my God, my husband's getting attacked. Let me say something.
Yeah. Literally, one of my friends who's a Bernie supporter.
Defensive.
Yeah. Oh, I'm just like, I usually stay away from his political ones because I don't want to get a notification every 2 seconds that he's arguing with somebody. Yeah,
let me.
But I had to say, like, too long didn't read. If anyone here is commenting on his own, like, personal
home
life as opposed to the beliefs, like, shut the fuck up.
Let me explain, because here's what happened. Let me show you how aggressive I was. I wasn't even being aggressive. Vox posted recently, and I talked about it a couple weeks ago on the show, like each candidate's, if their tax policies went through with what they have on their own website, how much more or less you would pay depending on how much money you made. So I put in how much money me and Marie make, and with Hillary Clinton, it would raise our taxes by $80. With Bernie Sanders, it would raise it like $4,800, you know?
Ooh.
So to me, it's like, fuck, you know, we're barely scraping by as we are. We can't afford for, you know what I mean? Not that it would pass or anything, but I said, look, there's a reason that I don't like him, you know? Has nothing to do with his social views. I agree with a lot of his social views. I just don't like a lot of, anyway. So basically, my point was, this is why I like Gary Johnson, because of yada, 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 yada. One guy was like, yeah, but he's not even running. And I'm like, no, yeah, he is. He's totally running. And then after saying that, he went to a website, an anti-Gary Johnson website, and just copy-pasted. But he did the dumb thing when he copy-pasted, because he tried to make it look like he said it. When he copy-pasted, he didn't do copy as plain text, so it literally still had the bullet points from the website. No. You know what I mean? And I was like, seriously, dude? You just copy-paste? Anyway. So anyway, my point is that like it's insane to me like how people become over politics. They become really angry.
This is the reason why election years always suck. And not just presidential election years, but also the midterms, anything dealing with state governor, gubernatorial elections. Everyone comes out of the woodwork. Everyone has an opinion over everything. Everyone is a wolf blitzer pundit wannabe.
Well, hold on. But to be fair, Ramcat, we firmly believe on this show that Wolf Blitzer's a robot. We've talked about this many times before. We believe he's some sort of cyborg in the Situation Room, and it can only.
I thought
speak.
He was a lizard person.
No.
He might be both lizard and cyborg.
No.
Oh my God.
Bill O'Reilly is a lizard person. We've made it very clear.
Oh, that's right. I remember
Wolf
that.
Blitzer. Is a robot. Because Wolf Blitzer, think about his name. That's the name a robot would make up if, like, they on the spot go, hey, what's your name? Wolf Blitzer. Like, he Kaiser Soze said it. You know, he saw a wolf in a Blitzen, and he's like, a Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah, I don't believe that's his name.
But the point I wanted to just, like, talk to everyone about is think about voting for the president as if you were somebody hiring a person for a job. You don't get all
bent. Whoa. Mexican for a job.
Damn it.
BPC.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You don't really get up in arms if two of your coworkers want to choose candidate A and you want to choose candidate B.
Don't forget choosy moms choose Jif.
Yes. That's just kind of look at their resumes and say, well, this person went to school for 6 years and has this experience and this experience. Based off of what's on paper, I think this is the more qualified candidate. We don't know if they're liars.
Question.
We don't know if they're going to execute on what they promise in their resume, but we're just going to go off of faith that they told the truth and that they're going to do what they say they're going to do.
Okay, but here's a question. What if one of them had Thor's hammer? Because I want to take this seriously.
Well, that should be put into the additional skills portion of your resume that you have.
I don't know if Bernie's weak little bones could handle that, though.
Thor's hammer?
Well, yeah.
Well, no, it doesn't matter. It's magical.
It's not about strength. It's about magic.
If he's the chosen one, it would work, and then he would become super strong, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't think even that wouldn't cover that old guy.
Bernie would be more like the Vulture. Remember Spider-Man's bad guy, the old man, but he was like had the wings? The Vulture? Like, that would be him. And a Trump is obviously Lex Luthor. I mean, we all, that's easy.
And so I'm just going to blow through Royce derailing me because I actually have points.
Oh, but your points are boring. My stuff is funny.
I know. Here's the thing. Just keep making it funny while.
You can argue your point like 1,000 ways to Sunday already, just out of the gate. No, you're not hiring a job because that's basically saying, hey, we're going to hire a contractor. You can hire yours. We can hire ours. No, basically you're saying I'm going to hire this contractor for the entire neighborhood. So people are going to get in arguments saying I don't want him working on my house where this guy can't. You see what I'm saying?
Of course people
right
aren't.
Right there, your entire point is just, no, I'm just talking for the other side.
Well, no, your point is my point. But the point is that we all get a chance to vote for who we want, and the majority wins. So, I mean, granted, there's an electoral college and everything like that, but well, I'm not going to get all bent out of shape if you think Contractor A is the best person for the job for the neighborhood, and I think Contractor B is the best person for the job. I'm not going to say you're an idiot. I'm going to try to figure out, like, either I'm going to just pick what's best for me or listen if you have some facts that are against my facts.
But in this case, one of the contractors are showing up for work like really, really drunk and like yelling the N-word at everybody, you know? And the other one is getting there, but he's demanding more pay, so half the day he's just asking for more money instead of working.
Yeah, it's like a unionized job.
I understand that the media is
the other
going...
one's Hillary Clinton.
Well, hold on. Leave Hillary alone, okay?
Her fat ankle.
All right. For an emo that became a woman because of a magical wizard curse, she's doing really good, okay?
Listen, the media is going to spin all the candidates into a ridiculousness.
They're going to get dizzy.
You have to ignore it.
They're
going to
get dizzy.
You have to ignore it at some point and just go off of their websites where they state their political views and experience and go off of that. You can't really listen to what media says.
I only go off of meatspin.com.
I know. That's why you're very uninformed.
No. Don't vote for the Lemon Party either, Royce.
What's wrong with the Lemon Party?
It's not what you think it is.
I'm drinking lemonade right now.
No, it's not the same thing.
But isn't the Lemon Party like the anti-Tea Party? I like that.
So the point that the person that started arguing with me after I threw my comment in was that I'm actually going to be saving money with Bernie's plan
with Geico
and with Geico auto insurance.
Oh my God, was it a real person or was it an ad?
It was a real person. I actually yelled at the person, then realized I knew him and they were just going by a fake name, and I had to backtrack a little bit because I call him an asshole because he was being an asshole.
By the way, why is it the most opinionated people have fake names online?
I don't know. To be safe,
scared.
To be safe,
it's like, oh really, Laser Slut 69? I'm a whore.
But I didn't even say what my political views were. I just said, shut the fuck up if you're attacking people personally for their opinions. And then he started going off of, well, how much money does Royce make because he'll save money with Bernie?
He was asking me how much money we made. I'm like, I'm not going to tell you my fucking finances on Facebook.
Exactly. So my response was,
what's the last four digits of his soul?
Exactly. So my response was, A, I'm not going to tell you how much we make, but B, we don't make a lot and we budget, but I'm not going to vote for what I do now. I want to vote for what I plan to make millions of dollars in the future because I plan to be rich. But I want to keep that money.
But later he said he was a Nigerian prince, and if I wired him over $1,000 US,
this is the problem that you guys had in the beginning, was even engaging in this stuff. You guys, you got to trolls back.
Mm-hmm. That's,
you see what I'm saying? Like, that's the only way to handle.
That's what I did.
Personal at you,
he's right?
That's what I did.
You got to go down to an eighth grade level.
Dutch,
call him a butthead.
Dutch,
call him a butthole.
Dutch.
Butthole's good.
I called him an asshole.
Attack their
Dutch.
No, buttholes
more. Dutch, you're not listening. I did call him an asshole, and then I told him he should go vote for Limberbutt McCubbins, and then kept posting pictures of the cat and hashtag meow is the time, because I saw he was a troll, and I was like, fuck you, you're not doing what I think you're doing. You are not being fair in this discussion, and so I'm not going to be fair in this discussion.
Yeah, I'm going to be even more indignant.
Exactly. But
the counter that I would express to Joel is that I would counter with facts, number one.
That's
because
good.
Facts are irrefutable and hence are not able to be argued with, unless of course you have things that would be able to have a healthy discussion. But also everything on the internet just a basis to my team is better than your team. What are you talking
about? Right, and anybody
suck my fucking dick. And it's all childish, and you can't give people an avenue in order to argue about something that clearly.
And you know what gives them an avenue is engaging in the first place. You can't. Well, you just said go to facts. Well, everybody goes to their, to borrow from Bill Burr, their imright.com to get their own level of facts to sit there. You can do facts all day long. It doesn't matter. I think you got to go immature out the gate when somebody actually starts getting serious.
I love when we talk about politics. We don't even give a shit about politics. We're just talking about
how
to fight people.
Exactly.
I love it. We just figure out how to fight people.
Well, I didn't start the argument. You did.
Or the fire.
I just defended your honor when they started personally attacking you. So I wasn't even trying to have a political discussion either. I was just telling people to shut up and stop trolling you and pretending like you're a millionaire when you're not. So because you didn't want to vote for one person, you're automatically an evil millionaire somehow.
I am. As a matter of fact, I am. You know my real name is?
Scrooge McDuck.
No, and that's not my real name.
That's your alias.
Luton Plunder, the bad guy from Captain Planet.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
But the here's a
terrible name.
Think about it, though.
I know, but I do. I'm named after what I do.
Think about it, though. Whether you are pro Trump, Hillary, Bernie, Gary Johnson, or other
hand job. What if I'm pro hand job?
All of them have some sort of policy on taxation, the economy, ideas on how to make it better. It's not that one person is saying "fuck you, poor people." They all have their own ideas on how to make things better, and it's your job to choose which one you think is best.
To be fair, fuck you poor people does sound like something Trump would have said at one point. I mean, if we're being honest.
Actually,
I say that every day.
I think he just says that about Mexicans.
Oh, you're right.
Since you guys did bring up at the very beginning that I was a Bernie Sanders supporter because I did technically vote for him in the Florida primary, I did want to have my rebuttal, and that is I speak a good game, but at the end of the day, I'm not voting for Trump. Because he's a fucking asshole. Plus, he doesn't know how to fucking comb his hair. And he doesn't look like he's ever learned how to comb his hair, number one. Number two, Ted Cruz swallowed a tonsil stone on national television. Do you know?
Yeah, that was gross.
Can you tell you?
It smells like ass. Number three, Hillary Clinton, for all of her supporters and the Dems and all that sort of thing, not even Broad City, one of my favorite shows at the moment, could have made her human at all. She looked like, you ever see that miniseries V? With the lizard.
The lizard people.
And all that?
Yeah, lizard people.
She's a lizard person. Bernie Sanders is Larry David. That's good enough for me.
Same hairdo.
Along with Gary Johnson, who I probably would support, as well as all of his policies, which include smoking and legalizing the distribution of my favorite drug, which is marijuana.
Yes.
I would also counter that my other favorite artist, Andrew W.K., has come forth with the Party Party, which is all about partying,
party
hard, and
Party Party. You know, I like it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like at the end of the day, like who cares? Like whoever is going to get elected is going to get elected as long as everyone is.
Are you ready to party?
Exactly.
Oh, I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party?
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
He's just going to go on.
He's going to go on.
I'm ready to party.
He's going
to
go on.
Okay. I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Patrick?
I'm ready to party. Are you ready to party, Mr. Krabs?
I'm ready to party.
So,
jobs and benefits for people that want to work for them. You know, basic human decency as far as healthcare is concerned, which would include women.
So long.
Which would include anybody that wants to, you know, have equal rights as far as, you know, LGBT community members and all that sort of thing. Basically, people being treated with decent human decency and respect.
Except
that's all I give a shit about.
Except Canadians. We all, just not Canada.
Fuck Canadians.
Oh, especially French
Canadians.
French Canadians.
Yeah, those pieces of shit.
Yeah, go ahead.
One thing Mark and I can really agree on.
Fucking French Canadians.
So,
I hate French Canadians.
Thank you, Mark. You're basically getting to my point of saying, if we just understand some people's policies, we can understand where people are coming from, why one person would vote for one or the other. Now, the other half of I'm saying, yes, it'll be shorter if you stop interrupting me. The other half of what I'm saying is, okay, so
this is so boring and forever taking.
So your guy doesn't get voted in. So let's say Bernie does get voted in and all the Trump supporters and all the Hillary supporters completely freak out and think the world is going to go to an end or vice versa. Let's just say, obviously, whenever anyone gets elected, they go middle of the wing because they have a shit ton of advisors that are telling them your ideas are stupid.
Boo.
This is how it's really going to work.
Boo, Wendy. Boo, Wendy Testerburger. Boo. Boo, Wendy. Boo.
If you think about it from the point of like a shitty ass coworker that we all have to like work extra hard for because they're not doing their job right, the job still gets done. It's just the people around them end up pulling their hair out and then eventually quitting because it's hard to work with this one guy.
Well, right.
The world's not going to come to an end.
Well, wait a minute. And that's kind of where I have to deal with my professional job on a regular basis is that everyone always wants to deal in absolutes. Everything either sucks balls or it's the greatest thing of all time. And it kind of correlates with what you're saying, Marie, is that, oh my gosh, if my person who is the greatest person, the greatest politician of our times, of all times, then everything is going to go to hell and I'm going to lose my job and my kids are going to turn gay or straight if they're gay, or they're going to grow three heads and my dog's going to go take a shit in my car and it's going to be repoed and all this other crap. But at the end of the day, you know, again, when someone gets voted that you do want or you don't want, look at the sky and look outside the following morning. Everything is still exactly the same as it was before. There may be a couple changes here and there, but it's still, it's still there. You're still fucking alive.
Think about the last 10 years. We had Bush for two terms, and then we had Obama for two terms. Okay. Completely different people. Did your life really change that much?
Can I say something?
That's
the
reason why the majority of people just hate politics at this point.
Exactly.
Can I say the only real honest politician that I really, really liked was the mayor of Toronto, Rob Ford?
Oh, poor guy died.
Yeah, that was the last true smoke crack.
Crack cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Crack cocaine. So he's
I love cocaine.
He was not a healthy. Oh, someone's echoing.
You guys are echoing.
We're echoing.
Uh oh.
Yeah, we're not. You are.
Oh.
Uh oh.
Is it?
Oh, we're back.
Is it Skype?
We're good. We're good.
Skype. Okay.
Skype was
government was spying.
They were. Oh God, the NSA, man.
So, in summary, stop fucking freaking out about whether or not your neighbor is going to vote for someone different than you are. They're just voting for what they think is right.
Cool story, Hansel.
Thanks, Olaf.
And next time, I don't want to get fucking trolled because my husband's getting attacked about the fake mansion that he apparently lives in.
I wish I had a fake mansion.
He's a big boy. He could take care of himself.
I know he can. But shit.
This is what happened.
That doesn't mean you can do it because he can take care of himself.
Somebody said something personal. You've been stewing on it all day.
No, actually, what happened was a person that I thought I knew commented and was being a dickhead. And I'm like, oh, my God, I actually know who you are. And you're being a dickhead. Stop being a dickhead.
Oh, I want you to hit me so bad right now.
It's one thing when it's a troll. It's another thing when it used to be a friend of yours that starts fighting you for no goddamn reason.
Oh, what?
Like, for real?
Oh, by the
way,
for the listeners, you think I'm not hitting any of the buttons. This is Royce. So everybody's, like, mad at me thinking I'm the one who's trying to shut Marie up here.
Why are people mad at you?
I don't know. People don't like me anymore these days.
Dutch, it's because you're the producer, and so they think the producer's hitting the buttons when really it's my own husband trying to shut me up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I am.
Anyways, that was my rant. Hopefully I got my points across in between your buttons.
And, you know, by the way, I don't know if anyone said this, but good for you for defending Royce Marie, because, you know, that's a good wife.
Thanks.
Did you get mad and be like, I can fight my own
No, family. Of course I didn't get mad.
Status and shit.
I didn't get mad. I said thank you to her on Facebook.
Oh,
No, you didn't.
And finger blasted her later on.
One-on-one I did.
Maybe later.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. She's fucking catty tonight. What the hell's wrong with her?
I fucking got upset. I'm like, 76 messages in? Fuck you, internet!
I didn't involve you. I appreciate you coming on. But
no,
I mean,
you didn't involve
me.
I jumped in. I jumped in by myself. Like
I'm never worried about the internet. The internet doesn't scare me.
Royce was like, this is fine. Hey, which, by the way, congratulations for Marie, Royce, and myself. We are officially at our two-year anniversary of being friends with each other.
That's right.
Facebook. Yep.
Thank you, Facebook, for reminding us just how long we've been friends.
You'll never forget anything again. Like, there's not an excuse to forget someone's birthday anymore. Like, you can't.
But Facebook will also remind you of every death of somebody, every dog that's passed away.
they do that.
It starts being pleasant. Like, oh, we've been friends for two years. And then it's like, I don't want to fucking see that person or that memory ever again.
Facebook plays the Futurama episode where the dog is still waiting for Fry after he's died for 100
years.
I'm gonna start crying right
now
because it's
you can't. That's too sad. You know, but really, like, Facebook now has really turned into an episode of Black Mirror. You know, like, it's just creepy. Like, everything it remembers. Like, you can't run away from anything anymore. You know,
no. Everything lives on in the internet.
Yeah, I guess you just like. I'm sure we're going to have within.
Remember
the
when you used to be able to lie about things?
You can't lie about things anymore.
No, not at all.
You can't be a liar.
The only thing you can do to protect yourself is to not post bad shit and only post good shit, so that way Facebook will only remind you of good shit.
Fuck that! Facebook reminds me every day how angry I was like 2 years ago.
No, that's why I deleted my entire MySpace account so that you guys don't know how stupid I was before.
Thanks for the ad. Don't worry, Mark. You're my top eight, bro.
Thanks, man.
Oh, that's
I'm
good.
In the top row of your top eight,
yeah,
bro.
That's right.
Oh,
working my way towards number one.
Remember when that was like a thing when you were on someone's top eight and they took you off?
So. Oh yeah, or when you move from like space 4 to space 3, you're like, oh yeah, I'm moving up.
Oh, God. And now Twitter feels like fucking Detroit. Like, I'm in there and I don't understand.
Twitter has analytics now. It tells you how your engagement and reach went on a single post. Like, I started going in there. I'm like, what the fuck?
Mainly just do it because I like to read the people I follow. So
it's got electrolytes.
See, Sherry is saying, I prefer Instagram. A lot of people are moving to Instagram now because it's just a photo and hashtags.
It's a lot nicer from what I hear because you have photos too.
Don't you feel like we are becoming stupider because, you know, you have Facebook where you type everything you want, then Twitter, 140 characters. Now Instagram is just like, here's a picture! You know, it's like, it's not... You
we're moving backwards.
You know? Here's a picture of my thing!
Well, like, that's that whole thing, and then Snapchat is people just like doing random shit.
And I mean, I have an Instagram too. No, I haven't. I don't really. That Snapchat's the only one I've never really used.
I'm afraid.
I don't get it still.
I'm afraid of Snapchat.
God,
I'm,
you sound old as fuck, Joel. Jesus.
I know. I'm Christ. Sorry. I tried it and I was just
what
like,
is this service social thing that I don't. Ah!
I would just say some people ask me why.
You didn't rape me, so no.
I have Snapchat.
You could do a Cosby if you wanted to.
You know what the Snapchat? You just press the button and then put the roof on. Jell-O puddings. No.
God, you know what?
Jell-O and pasta.
Guys, I want everyone to remember this. We all of us on the show lived in a time where you can make Bill Cosby jokes that didn't have to end with rape. Because before the allegations came out, you could make the funny hacky. Oh, Jell-O pudding! Now it's like Jell-O pudding, and also I raped 20 women.
Like, hashtag never forget.
I put the roofie in the Jell-O pudding.
Yeah, you know, I've never lived in a time. I can't remember a time where other comedians have had to appropriate past jokes from another comedian that is in the midst of going through his own shit, rape allegations, and in order to save the jokes that were clearly very funny whenever previous person did them, but now they can't laugh at them because he's been accused of rape.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Well, I guess you can still laugh at his.
Even Richard Pryor fucking set himself on fire freebasing, and people still like, oh, that's a crazy ass nigga and all this other shit. But meanwhile, Bill Cosby, if I start talking about chocolate cake, it was really great. Like, oh, well, yeah, he put roofies on it. Of course he did.
Well, I think the difference is, I guess, because Richard Pryor only...
under this. And you just...
Somebody went through and just took him babbling in his special. And put it on.
Why?
I don't know.
Such a waste of time.
Is when, boy, I was... is it about so this, going on?
Where that's not even fun.
He does the thing out. Ding, ding. So he said, ding. And he said, what machine?
All right. I like that, actually.
It won me over once he started saying ding.
But I guess the difference is, like you were saying, my Richard Pryor set himself on fire. Bill Cosby hurt other people besides himself.
Right.
So I think that's where the difference is. Like, you could hurt. I think we all could accept self-harm if someone hurts himself or OD.
Yeah, because you're a dumbass, but you're not affecting anybody else based on your poor decision-making.
And the fact that he had no problem making fun of himself. He was self-deprecating,
correct.
Whereas Cosby had this kind of like holier-than-thou attitude.
He did.
Time.
He did have the whole, pull up your pants, black youth. Like, he had that whole talking down to black people.
And per Domino 29 in the chat, doing coke and raping is kind of different.
It is.
I would agree.
I would
no
say
shit.
Really different. Like, on the opposite ends of things.
Right. Right. Yeah. One of them is like really awesome and fun to do at the party, and the other one's coke. I get it.
No.
Did I do it wrong?
I don't like to rape my own mind. I like to seduce my mind. Oh, with that huge marijuana joint.
It is consensual.
Yes. Consensual rape.
Consensual rape. That's a good that's a good band name. It's consensual. Hey, we're consensual rape.
On the next vinyl.
Well, speaking of the internets and whether or not you use things,
what did you say? Is this an internet story?
Uh-huh.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Zuckerberg.
The worst is, I don't know if you had his camera, but Mark dancing to that, I want to hit you now.
Why? His dancing to that was awesome.
Hit me for that.
Oh, so Buccaneers.
Zuckerberg launched out Facebook.
Mark?
The Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook, the Facebook guy.
Jesse Eisenberg.
That one.
Okay.
Launched Facebook Live, but it didn't go well.
Oh, Facebook Live is this new thing now where you could like, where you it's kind of like
you want me to play the thing?
Yeah, it's a video. Yeah.
There's some audio.
Well, Michelle, Mark Zuckerberg just started a live broadcast as part of the celebration of a lot of new features that Facebook is rolling out for live video. Now, a lot of people on social media, especially on Twitter, were asking questions when the live feed abruptly shut down. There were some questions of whether or not there were technical difficulties. You're taking a look at the screen right now of what many people,
it's just white.
Myself saw.
It's a white screen.
We were trying to
Okay. I have this. Facebook has this new live thing where you could, like, it's like Ustream or YouTube. Like, we're live.
Yeah, live streaming capabilities through Facebook. I've already gotten, like, announcements from some of the professional pages I follow. They're like, you know, BuzzFeed just went live.
I'm turning mine on right now. I'm going to live stream this.
Ooh, more like Radio's going to go live Royce Lopez?
Royce Lopez is going to go live.
Wait, can our professional page, like, can More Like Radio go live?
I don't know.
Or do you have to be like a person?
No, it isn't.
It's not for pages yet. It's for people.
But no, I could do myself.
You can do yourself.
Yes. I'm gonna try.
Don't
this.
Masturbate on Facebook Live,
I'm
babe.
Shut up. Hold on. I'm doing this. Describe your live video.
We are on the Hippo Juice Show. And we're very funny.
Or just put Hippo.
And we're attractive. And nice. We're really nice.
That's too many words.
Dirty.
Too many words.
Hashtag feel the burn.
I just said we're doing radio.
You should listen to us because we're so nice and pretty and attractive.
I have a problem
funny.
With Mark Zuckerberg because apparently he pledged to donate 99% of their shares via Facebook to the cause of human advancement, even though it's a foundation that was born in his daughter's name, and it's not actual money. He didn't donate it to Oxfam or Red Cross or Doctors Without Borders. It was just like imaginary money that he's going to be putting in his own trust for his own daughter. It's all empty and shit.
That's hilarious. Okay, then that's a tax write-off, because if you can start a nonprofit foundation that benefits one person, that's a beautiful thing. I love it. Hey, look, I like guys who can find loopholes on things.
Legally, barely legally sufficient. Get me the fuck off this planet.
Barely legal, my favorite kind of porn. Okay.
Yeah.
I am going to right now try Facebook's live thing right now with my phone. I have
hopefully,
it facing me.
Hopefully it doesn't crash.
But I'm going to try to be hip and cool because this is a new hip and cool service. I put my 3D shades on that I stole from Batman vs. Superman.
You didn't steal them. You bought them. Just didn't recycle them.
I'm going live right now. Here we go. 3, 2, 1.
Oh,
those things home?
Did you hear it?
Yo, what up, fam? I'm rocking here on the Hippo Juice Show, keeping it real, checking out this new Facebook Live thing. I'm here with my boo, Marie. Hold on, let me put the camera on my hoe. Hey, say what up, girl.
No, we're not doing this.
Okay. She's not playing along. She's not playing along, but we're doing radio. So come over to morelikeradio.com/live and kick it with us. Whoop whoop! Finish.
Leave it on and just live stream the whole thing.
Oh, I can do that.
Periscope.
Yeah, just live stream the whole thing. Just set your phone in front of you.
Yeah, just can you prop it up?
I can, but they're only going to hear what I'm. They're going to hear what I'm saying.
Or you and Marie are saying.
I'm in the room.
Isn't that the most important thing? That was hearing what you're saying.
That is the most important thing. And also, none of this matters, and it's going to be a waste, and only the people that are going to be Bernie Sanders fans are going to yell at you some more about how rich you are. So
my first video is
I promise not to yell.
And I look pretty cool in my glasses. I already got one like, so I'll have you know that my live stream went very well. Bam. I'll be doing this.
It's already posted with the goddamn glasses, and two people already liked it. You know what? I'm going to like it as well.
I want to go see it now.
I'm going to go.
Oh, I want to watch it.
Guys, I'm going to
wait. What happened? It bombed on its opening day.
It crashed is what happened.
Now, unlike my video, which is fucking soaring.
Hey, look what I have here.
Yeah.
Bam. I'm rocking here on the Hippo Juice Show.
Thank you.
Keeping it real. Checking out this new Facebook Live thing. I'm here with my boo, Marie. Hold on. Let me put the camera on my hoe. Hey, say what up, girl.
Hey, by the way, dude, your front-facing camera is your back-facing camera is way better than your front-facing.
Oh, of course. Everybody's is.
But I mean, like, staggeringly different.
Christ.
We're not doing this.
Like, okay. We're not doing this. Staggeringly better.
She's not playing along, but we're doing radio. So come over to morelikeradio.com.
Like, one's a webcam, one's like a legit.
Well, also, think about, the back facing camera is also pointing at me while I have a spotlight on me, so the lighting's probably also better on me.
Okay, so that was okay. Now
it was a good first run.
Throughout the show, I'm going to be doing these. I'm just not going to tell you when.
Yeah, just don't tell us when you're doing
it. Okay, let's keep going. Go ahead.
So, yeah, after a few seconds of talking to the camera.
Hold on, I have to take my 3D glasses off. I'm seeing everything in 3D.
Okay. Zuckerberg stood up and the video stream went down on his page. The video link still said it was live, but continued to play an 8-second clip of a gray couch with some chatter in the background. It was unclear what led to the issue, but the video page indicated that at the time that 118,000 people were concurrently watching, so there was certainly interest in the stream. After a few minutes, the live video was removed from his page entirely, and some users were unable to even load Zuckerberg's page.
Every time something wrong goes on Facebook or happens incorrectly on Facebook, I always remember Jesse Eisenberg just going absolutely ballistic in The Social Network. I feel like Mark Zuckerberg does that. So now that's influenced me. Thank you, David Fincher. Oh, and by the way, per the Untitled Movie Podcast, which you can hear from 6 to 7 every Wednesday on morelikeradio.com, it's good David luck. Fincher, not David Finch. I fucked up. I'm sorry. So sorry.
David Fincher?
David Fincher. One of my favorite directors.
He's a person doing the Finch-ing. He's a Fincher.
Yes. He finches the fuck out of films.
Do you guys remember the band Finch? I used to love them.
No.
Yeah, they used to be good. Right.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
No, what song do they sing?
Are they playing at a strip club now?
I will show. I'll tell you right now. Yeah, they're not playing.
No, here, that's Puddle of Mud next week.
These guys.
Can't you see that
you don't remember them? They had some radio play. I loved this album when it came out.
Yeah, they're all right. It's college radio.
Yeah, sort of like punk, sort of postmodern hardcore. Do you
know this? I don't remember this at all.
A little bit screamo-ish.
I don't think I've ever heard this.
You've never heard this song?
I've never heard it.
This was like a radio played. Here, hold on, you might know the chorus. I want you to
know that I miss you. Oh! Miss you so. Yeah, I've heard it.
You don't know this?
I've heard it. I remember the I miss you part.
Yeah, that song isn't great, but that was like their big hit on the radio.
Oh, well, it sucks for them. That was their hit.
I don't know. What It Is to Burn, I think, was probably their bigger hit, right?
Which one was The Burn?
What It Is to Burn? Here. Oh. Long intro. I really like this band. I completely forgot about these guys.
So going back to the whole Facebook live.
Finch, you're right. I was just talking about them.
To the whole Facebook video live streaming thing. Like, you do know that the NFL had tried to get Facebook to sign off to live stream their Thursday night football games, but Facebook ended up declining. So now Twitter made some sort of a $20-25 million deal approximately in order to live stream their actual games on Thursday night beginning this upcoming season, which is not to say that they're still not going to be played on, you know, CBS, NBC, that sort of thing. But this is where Twitter and Elastic effort, because I know that you guys were all talking about how it's become Detroit. That's where it's going.
Mitch is live streaming our asshole dog. He has 6 viewers, Sherry says.
Nice.
I'm gonna turn my. Hold on, guys. Yeah. Guess what? It's time for another. Wait.
Are you really gonna pee with Mitch's dog?
Yeah,
it's a dog.
I know, but
the internet loves
shut
animals.
Up. What I need is like a catchy. I need a catchy phrase or a catchy saying. Like,
I'm watching Sterling now.
Oh no, we're all gonna lose people. It.
Why'd you end the video, Mitchell? Put the dog back on.
Don't get distracted.
Smoke Gary's Johnson.
Yes, smoke carries. Still doing that. No, but I need a cool catchphrase. Like, everyone has a cool catchphrase, like, to start my video with. It'll go viral. Give me a cool catchphrase.
Oh,
wuzzle wuzzle.
Okay, you know what? Here we go. I'm gonna go live and I'm gonna ask my fucking fam. What I'm gonna call is fam a good thing to call
fam
them?
For family?
For family, yeah, my fam.
They're not your family. They're barely your friends.
If you're in the club, you're all fam.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Go live. 2-1. So I was told that I shouldn't talk inner city, but I need to come up with like a really cool and hip catchphrase for my Facebook live post. Like, you know, something like something cool to say, like, you know, Larry the Cable Guy's get her done. I need something cool like that. So I need all my peeps out there. That's not like fam. Like, you could say peeps, right? Peeps is fine.
You don't need to ask me for that.
Okay. So anyway, my peeps can come check out my show on morelikeradio.com.
He's live. Here we go. I'm watching Royce.
That's, no, it's going to echo, Dutch. I can hear it in my ears. Okay.
Come check out my show on morelikeradio.com.
And I'm taking my headset off.
That's, no, yeah, it's going to echo, Dutch. I can hear it in my ears.
Just because you're echoing.
Okay. So my co-host is playing like this video in my ears, and I'm taking my headset off.
Stop.
Yeah, just because.
No, Dutch needs to stop.
I can't stop it.
I'm getting people saying Viva La Raza. I'm getting likes. All my homeboys, look, let me put Marie on the camera.
No, no, we're not doing this.
This is Marie.
We're not doing this.
Say hi, Marie.
Turn it off. Turn it off.
It's like the third dimension at this point. I'm watching this.
I don't like this inception version of the podcast.
I like it.
This is how technology is going to slowly kill you.
This is how the world ends.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, this is how the robots take over. Skynet, fuck you.
Take off my pants,
yo. Facebook live video.
No. Patrick says, take off your pants.
I'm not taking off my pants. And here, Jackie, look, I'm doing radio here with Mark. Hold on. I'm going to switch over so you can see Dutch. And there's Dutch. You can't hear them, guys, but I'm just killing it.
Oh, no, I don't have the video. The video dropped out.
Well, no, the video's fine. Everything's fine. I got six viewers checking out the show.
I got to reload the page.
This is ridiculous. Why
this
don't
is
you
a terrible failure.
Just, why don't you just put the viewers into More Like Radio and let them chat with our chat?
I can't see the video anymore.
Why don't you just...
Oh, no.
Oh, wait, hold on. I took off the audio.
Okay. So, yeah, guys, if you're listening now on Facebook, go to morelikeradio.com/live so you can hear everybody else on the show like I showed you. And I think this is working. I think this is what the hip kids are doing. See, there's Dutch. See, look. See?
Because you want to be like the cool kids, like the cool kids, like the cool kids.
Yeah.
I want to be a fucking child. I'm a goddamn adult.
So, you know, just come and, like, fucking check out the show. And
you didn't have to say fucking. You're swearing too much.
We'll give you a shout out. And we'll give you props. And what do
you're panicking. You're not sounding good on the thing.
What do radio people say? I don't know what radio people say. Whoop whoop. No, whoop whoop. Other people use
raise the roof.
Raise the roof is not
the roof is on fire.
We have tickets to Finch in your local area. They have a tour going on.
This is 2003 with the shit.
Okay, look, guys.
I wonder if they're still touring. I
Or like 2000 late.
What about like? What if I?
You're
do
not
like,
even on your face anymore. You're just looking at the background.
What if I? Shut up, Marie. What if I do? I'm the king of the world. What is that a good one?
No, suppress that's terrible.
The voice of reason.
I like it. I think I'm doing good. Okay, guys that are checking this out, I'll be back with another Royce Lopez patent update, dogs. So keep it real.
It's patented already?
It's patented already. Well, patent pending. It's not patented yet. Pending. Patent's like $600. Anyway, check out the show on morelikeradio.com/live and keep it real, home slices. I'm going to try that one. That's going to be my catchphrase. Keep it real, home slices.
Sounds so gay.
Okay.
Thank you, Don.
You're welcome.
I like just using YouTube Live. And this Facebook Live is making you go really ghetto. And I don't like that.
Shut up. I'm loving it.
I love that John is the voice of reason because he loves big titties.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But too bad big titties don't love me.
Royce, why don't you use Facebook Live for your Pastor Royce character?
Ooh. Oh, that's you know what? I like it. I like it.
Can you that character to that then from, so we don't have to do the show anymore?
I'm doing him live on the show.
Oh, no.
On the show.
Doing it live.
So we're going to be streaming from More Like Radio, from Facebook Live, from YouTube Live, and then we're also on TuneIn and Stitcher and iTunes, and there's so much streaming.
If Facebook would allow me to stream from the PC, I would stream what everyone's seeing now, and everyone would see the show.
Does that mean that Twitter's going to start doing Twitter Live soon?
Don't they already have that Periscope? Isn't Periscope owned by Twitter?
Oh, is that what?
Yes.
Yeah, Periscope is owned by Twitter. Facebook's just basically trying to keep up with the juggernaut that is
Periscope?
Twitter.
Juggalos?
No, Twitter.
Periscope.
That's a special scope.
Periscope.
Fuck.
Well, I think Royce, that your first two attempts on
really
Facebook
good,
Live
right?
were a smash hit,
huge success,
and you should never give up on your dream and continue to do it all day long.
Every time I can think of a Pastor Royce one, I promise you, I'll just do it. Because I think about them all the time. I just forget them.
I will pray for you for doing them.
I'm doing some Pastor Royce. That's what's going to happen.
Nice.
Was that it?
That was it. I'm done. You go ahead and read something else if you'd like. Well, or we go to break.
I would say it's probably about time for break. Are you going to Facebook Live during the break?
Of course, guys, for any bonus features, any bonus stuff on the show, all you got to do is go to Royce Lopez on Facebook. Just find
me. Don't you go to the bathroom during the break?
Facebook.com. Yeah. Facebook.com/shut up. It's let me surprise. Facebook.com/RoyceL. Yeah, I got that name. And I'll be doing my live stuff there. So it's a public profile.
Did you just rub it in that you got Royce L?
Yeah, I got Royce L. No, whatever.
So you're happy that you got Royce L?
Royce L.
Royce L.
It's Royce. It's Royce Cat. Royce capital L.
You're happy you got Royce L.
I'm happy for Royce L, you bitch. Got a break.
Live Radio.
Hey, listeners. Yes, that means you. Missed your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using a promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show! Hey, hey.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Life Radio! Hey, it's Saturday. It's noon o'clock. What you wanna do? You wanna go fucking play outside? But sometime outside is snowing. And sometime you're like, oh, I'm tired. I don't wanna play outside. Well, then on days like that, you can listen to Rorschach and Doc. Rorschach and Doc, come on, morelikeradio.com. Every Saturday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. It's a good show where Rorschach is a fat man and Doc is a fat man and they are silly together and it's crazy. I don't like them. Okay, bye.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo because the old one,
the old promo,
it has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh? We're gonna
edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. NoStationRequired.com. And also, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those. When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Why we night 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, Andy.
Oh, hey, Doc. I'm sorry.
What the fuck are you doing?
You're exercising?
Yeah.
I'm doing my Kegels.
All right, let's start again.
Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up, man?
Hey, you check out the new show. No, fuck. All right, let's try that again. Hey, Andy.
Hey, Doc. What's up?
You ever sitting around bored on a Monday night and you're like, holy shit, it's fucking 9 p.m. Eastern on a Monday. What are you going to do?
I'm going to cut it on More Like Radio is what I'm going to do, Doc.
Yeah, and then you're going to hear the Spruce Goose podcast.
Doc, I think it's the Loose News.
Yes, with Ian and Shannon. Check out the Bruce Cruise podcast.
That's Loose News, Doc. Now, come on.
The Loose Goosey Goose Goose podcast.
The Loose News, I believe the name is.
Ian and Shannon chatting with each other. They're funny. And the goddamn Poos Poos.
It's the Loose News, Doc, and Shannon's easy on the eyes.
Yeah, so is Ian, if I don't say so myself. He looks like a goddamn swarthy Tony Stark. Spruce Goose.
Loose News.
I got it. Loose News? Oh, it's Loose News. Okay. Loose News, 9 p.m. Mondays.
The Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, but he's saying like what they do in the play. Yeah. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina. Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
This is from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably pissed off.
My vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. You don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick.
It.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
Oh, hello there.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Can I ask, what are horse fights? That I've never heard of that.
What it is you have one beautiful, strong, thoroughbred horse against another horse of equal caliber.
Mm-hmm.
They get up on their haunches,
mm-hmm.
they put on the gloves.
Mm-hmm.
And they punch each other till they dead.
Mm-hmm.
These are horse fights to the death?
When a horse put all his weight and power behind that punch,
mm-hmm.
one punch gonna take you right to
That's
the death.
That's gonna snap a neck. Horses, they have elongated necks.
Yeah.
Not everybody knows this.
They have faces that are long, necks. Too.
Long faces.
We've seen horses. Okay. We've seen pictures
of
them.
You got a head start.
So how many dead horses are on your consciences?
I don't know. We weren't keeping track. We were just having fun.
That's right.
So you have a lot of fun when you do this?
That is the number one rule of horse fighting.
Mm-hmm.
The number one rule, the way we start every fight is we say,
you gotta laugh.
You gotta laugh.
So,
now, ladies and gentlemen, please welcome two horses that are gonna punch to the death.
Why are you saying you gotta laugh? What are you laughing at?
When you are surrounded by so many dead horses, you gotta laugh.
You gotta understand, these horses, they're like our own sons.
That's right.
And five of them are guaranteed to die.
Before breakfast.
So, when you're surrounded with that kind of sadness.
That much horse
you gotta
death,
laugh.
Just because you gotta laugh.
Goodbye, horses. Hello, listeners. Hippo Juice, second hour. You can call in 954-573-2780 or Hippo Juice Film, which you can see on the lovely video on YouTube, which is streaming live now, which will be up for download right after the show on YouTube and also on the regular RSS feed or morelikeradio.com. I know we got some new people in here. By the way, during the break, you know, yesterday, Dutch, we were talking about my cardigan sweater.
Yes.
Guess what? That's Pastor Royce's outfit. I during the break did a Pastor Royce on my Facebook Live. And so anyone that wants to check that out, make sure they do, because that's, we're going to be interactive now with the show. And Dutch, I encourage you to do some Facebook Live stuff, buddy. You're so handsome.
Okay.
It's underutilized. You're so handsome.
Why are we echoing?
I don't know. Why are you?
I don't hear
it on my end.
You hear an echo?
It's not us. We're cool.
I don't hear anything.
Nope.
It's you. Anyway.
I mean, John can also do some,
John, of course,
some Facebook Lives. And I mean, I feel like he has a really cool life doing all sorts of weird stuff.
Yeah, but John needs to do them as Deadpool. Like, that's got to be his thing. That would be awesome.
Oh, that would be pretty fucking awesome.
What do you think, John?
Yeah, I could probably do it like that, because my life not as Deadpool is pretty pathetic.
Are you kidding me? You befriended a squirrel this weekend.
Yeah, you should have Facebook Lived your squirrel friend.
Yes.
I didn't know I can do it.
Well, it just came out today, but still. Now we know.
Yeah, and knowing is half the battle.
G.I. Joe, the real American heroes.
Coming G.I. to save Joe's the day. There. I don't know how the song goes.
All right. Well, let's move on to the next story.
We should.
Lake Worth's Kara Jennings, with Lake Worth, Florida. Kara Jennings calls Rick.
Oh, no.
Florida.
Oh, no.
Son of a bitch.
I don't know where the Florida state
is. Yes. Yes.
I knew I fucking forgot something. Oh, no.
You don't have to do it.
I will fucking find it. Don't you worry. Marie got a new computer over the weekend and was putting together her playlist and didn't realize that she was missing the Florida song.
You know
song.
What sucks? Now I'm going to start doing this story, and now in the middle of it, you're going to play it. And that's I'm afraid to start this. Am I the only one?
No, she doesn't have it, though. That's the thing. Okay. Just keep going.
Fine. Lake Worth's Kara Jennings calls Rick Scott an asshole to his face. Now, Rick Scott's her governor. The guy's a piece of shit. Okay?
Yes. Fucking yes. Whoever you just named her, we know who
Kara Jennings.
Please give her all the high fives and all the Starbucks that she wants, because finally this fucking Skeletor piece of shit can.
He is.
So you guys all hate your governor?
He's the worst.
He sucks balls.
Well, it's his fault for going into a public place thinking he wasn't going to get berated by nonsense.
He was also involved in the biggest Medicare scam in the state history, if not national history, but I'm pretty sure it was just state. So
how does he still have a job?
Well,
what's he calling a piece of shit for?
Old people.
He's a piece of shit. He really is. He repealed like a bunch of he made getting.
No, what was she calling him a piece of shit?
Well,
for?
Here, well,
hear it.
Okay, let's hear it right now. Okay, you ready? Here we go.
It doesn't work. In fact, you cut Medicaid, so I couldn't get Obamacare. You're an asshole. You don't care about working people. I'm not talking to you. You don't care about working people.
The aide came over and was like, "Can I talk to you?" And she's like, "Fuck you to the aide.
I'm
like,
not talking to you.
I'm not talking to you, nobody."
You should be ashamed to show your face around here.
A million jobs.
A million jobs? Great. Who here has a great job?
You should.
Or is looking forward to finishing school? You really feel like you have a job coming up? You stripped women of access to public health care. Shame on you, Rick Scott. We depend on those
I never trust anyone who has two first names.
Wow. Rich people right like you don't know what to do. When poor people like us need health services, you cut them. Shame on you, Rick Scott. You're an embarrassment to our state.
Good for her.
Wow.
Do you think he left a tip?
That's not somebody that hides behind their name, like on a Twitter feed or like comes with a fake one. Like, she straight up went after him. That's awesome.
Hold on a second. Let's pump the brakes a little bit, because in all fairness, if anyone's going to be calling people out in regards to I don't have a job or anything else, it's not the lady that's using free Wi-Fi with her laptop over at Starbucks getting herself a latte. That being said, I'm glad that she hit him up on let's ask Marie. Hey, Marie, do old white men know your vagina better than you do? Because it seems like that seems to be the MO.
Yeah. Yes, they do.
I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
Because if you watch the video, and more than likely you'll catch like, you know, one or two of the reactions that really matter. But one of the girls like is clutching her arms like she's either in the cold or just got roofied by Bill Cosby.
My vagina is cold.
Well, Mark, little known facts, because you're a man, you may not actually know about this.
Dutch.
No, I have something to inform Mark about.
Okay.
When Rick Scott was elected, we actually got emailed personally, every woman did, for pictures and statistics of their vagina to send to Rick Scott so that he could answer appropriately that he, in fact, does know our vaginas better than we do.
Vagina is irradiated.
So, so yes, I hey, do. I do fully believe.
Doesn't Anderson Cooper have something to say about that?
He actually does.
As long as you don't get stuck in a giant vagina, you'll have the respect of the Germans.
And you know that's a fact you can't fight. Like Anderson Cooper said it, and he's dreamy, so you have to believe him.
Speaking of people who know about vaginas,
Anderson Cooper, good point.
And this goes back. This goes back to what I was talking about in regards to election years suck, not just for the presidential candidates, but also for the midterms, which is the reason why all the shit that is happening now. If you don't happen to hate Black people, women, minorities, gay people, if you really want to make some
change, I have a check mark on all those things.
Then you've got to fucking go out and goddamn vote and vote against the old people that are just, I don't give a fuck about it. What are they smiling about? Then you just need to do it, like Doug Stanhope talked about before. Like, you really got to go and get yourself informed on the issues and make a goddamn decision. And if you got to take off work, then go and fucking vote so that Rick Scott and his Skeletor ass doesn't fucking run my goddamn state anymore. It's fucking stupid.
Or women's vaginas.
Or women's vaginas. I want to rule women's vaginas. That's or not, just one women's vagina. But other vaginas, like women should rule their own vaginas unless it's consensual. And then that's just that's a weird thing. Fine. Rule 34. But still, come on.
Yeah, okay. Like you were saying earlier, consensual rape.
Thank you.
You said that, Mark, not me.
I did say that, yeah. I'm sorry.
Technically did. Yeah, you guys are a piece of shit. He's the fucking worst.
Wow.
He really is the fucking worst.
Good for that broad for actually going after him.
Miami
That's awesome.
Miami MILF, he got elected after his company was fined $1 billion for Medicare fraud. So good job
on wow.
Florida voters because he is a piece of shit. In
is
fact,
this his second term?
It is a second term. He probably okay. will get reelected for a third term. I have absolutely no doubt in my mind that will happen, but he's just creepy as shit.
Well, Miami Mills says, she says, I got an email from a I swear I'm Rick Scott at AOL.com, so I sent him my vagina.
Good for you. See, that's what I'm saying. He's on the up and up. He's asking for our vaginas for political use only, not for personal use. And he just wants to be able to be the expert and have the definitive say on what we should be doing with them.
God damn it. God damn it.
I can't say anything against our governor because he's the one who got the pot thing put in place. So.
Oh, no, he's great.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, I wish I had that.
Yeah, I know, right?
Well, you guys are in a fucking weird state where you have to. It's not majority rules of vote. It's
no.
More, it's, what is it, three quarters majority?
It's a so lot weird. Of majority.
That's
what how many people are in the state and how big the state is.
That's one of the main
it
reasons.
It still should be half the state.
Oh, my God, he's frightening. He's like
every
the
other
fucking
state,
mask.
Every other state, there's a 51% ruling that bill gets passed. Like, it just that's just weird to me. I don't understand that.
Not to get childish or anything, but doesn't Rick Scott look like the old man from the Poltergeist movies, from Poltergeist 2, The Other Side? Because that's what he seems like to me.
I've never seen that film.
He
I'm
looks
sorry.
Like...
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm really old.
He older. Looks like...
I was going to say he looks like the judge from Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Judge Doom!
Yeah, Judge right. Doom.
Remember me, Eddie? When I killed your brother, I looked just like this!
Wasn't that yes. Doc Brown?
This yeah, that was Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, Lloyd.
Yeah, thank you very much for
It's the double L. You have to, it's very important.
We have to.
It's Lloyd, and if your name is Jeff with a G, your name is Jahoff.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, do you want to move on to another story, guys?
I guess so. I can't find the fucking Florida Ha-ha. Story song. I can't find it. Mm-hmm. I know it's somewhere in there. I'm going to dig. If anyone on More Like Radio knows where the Florida song is stored in our Dropbox.
We're good. Hey, the moment's passed. You're not allowed to do it for not reading Florida stories.
Well, there's here's the problem, Dutch. There's an issue here with that.
You don't have to say where they're from, Royce. This is the biggest issue I have with you. You always say the area.
But
they're
videos.
That.
They're videos, and they're going to say it at the beginning of the video.
Oh.
See, here we go. Next story.
A Florida man.
Well, this is from Miami. I'll play it now. But it's
my jammy.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenidos a Miami.
Yeah.
All right.
My Christmas jammies.
You know what the best part is? It's like, you know what's better than YouTube? News stations own video things because they work way better and more reliable.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They get to own all the content.
The driver involved in a road rage is...
What?
That was the greatest news stinger. It like, you know real. How, like, we use this one for our news stinger? That one had some funk to it. Could you back it up?
Or yeah, you know what? I'm gonna pull up the video so you guys could see it, too. How
here
about
we go,
that?
Here we go.
I have it up here, so let me go ahead and...
That was a funky little stinger. I liked it.
That's WSVN7. That's my old home station where Rick Sanchez is from.
Nice. Not a very good quarterback.
The driver involved in a road rage incident caught on a motorcyclist's helmet cam now taking action, filing a police report. That motorcyclist admitted to slapping the car's mirror. Then things quickly spiraled out of control. It's a story we brought you first on 7, and now police are involved in this case. The 19's Sheldon Fox live at Homestead PD.
WSVN is like humongous. It became super famous because of Rick Sanchez during the Hurricane Andrew thing. By the way,
I know that you guys were talking about En Vogue as being a good girl group name for the 90s. Night Team would be an awesome.
Oh, yeah. Night Team. I like it.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's got the update for us. Sheldon?
Hey, Belkies, hot wheels, hot tempers, and now the
and
cops
hot
are involved, and that begs the question, could the heat come down on those two men?
Oh, Jesus. This is news now?
Yep.
The heated, high-speed Homestead fight seen first on 7 is all over the internet now.
It's alarming.
It's also on the priority list for traffic.
Okay.
This is fucking newsworthy bullshit.
Dude, that's straight out of Family Guy. It's going to be cold.
That is my new favorite thing. Like, news stories are only taking small segments of sentences of people's interviews and using it as the sound.
Okay,
clip.
I backed it up.
Question. Could the heat come down on those two men? The heated, high-speed Homestead fight seen first on 7. Is all over the internet now.
It's alarming.
That's you know, all he had to say.
He can calm it on the alliterations. He doesn't need to hit every single H.
I know.
I hate
order. You want this dog?
It's also on the priority list for traffic homicide detectives.
It's something that our traffic unit is going to take a look at. They're going to look at it actually piece by piece.
I wonder if he's Cuban.
I don't know.
See what
he looks like. He's going to look at some empanadas, not this investigation.
I used to be gynecologist in Cuba. Now I am police officer here in America. Didi and auto sale. Sorry, fucking. Okay.
Heard.
Cops won't comment on specifics of the open investigation into the drivers of this motorcycle and Ford Focus. Monday, 23-year-old Ronnie Gonzalez gave 7 News his GoPro video of his encounter on roads like Campbell Drive and others. Gonzalez said he feared for his life despite appearing to antagonize the driver of that Focus. Gonzalez gives him the finger and smacks his mirror.
Do you know how crazy people can be in South Florida? Why are you hitting the guy's mirror?
To be honest, I wasn't, I don't know.
It was a stupid move.
It was you!
To be honest, it was a stupid move.
Stupid.
Yeah.
But police say the Ford's driver actually called them while on the road, filing a complaint against Gonzalez, even though video shows that driver cutting Gonzalez off and spitting at the rider. Cops say he's 30-year-old Dion Rosa.
Also Cuban.
And that reporting person stated he did not wish to pursue charges, says a police report. Rosa, in a text message...
He looks like an asshole on the internet.
Yeah, this just...
The 7 said he's not proud of...
I wonder if that cop could give us 2 more words. That would be great.
Yeah. How he reacted, and that it only takes...
I'm hungry.
...a second for an accident to happen, yet we both took no consideration over our loved ones or the people around...
Oh, no, yeah, the cop did have something else to say.
Hello, friend. My name is Rudy. I used to be a gynecologist in Cuba. Now I serve car here in America, and TDN out of service.
Being out of cell.
Okay, not gonna play the whole thing.
Hey guys.
Yes.
Everyone.
Fuck! Oh fuck! Fuck!
Damn. Long?
Damn.
All day.
That got all things.
I do this all day. Damn.
Hey, how long can you do this?
Damn.
not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Internet just had an orgasm all over our faces. So, okay, this motorcyclist was filming himself getting involved with a fucking car.
Even though he's the one who started it.
2,000-pound death machine, but at least it wasn't as bad as one that I saw a couple months ago where same thing, motorcyclist comes up with a cell phone, he's recording this guy, and I don't know whether it was in Florida, probably it was in Florida, but the guy that was in the passenger seat of the truck that he pulled up to, along with a bunch of other people, because they were just, you know, whatever, riding dirty like Rough Riders and shit. The guy pulls a gun on him and starts pointing it at the motorcyclist. I don't know if you guys saw this, but it was from like a couple months ago. It's fairly recently, but you know, at least nothing like that happened in this case. But
yeah, which is a lot to say considering it was South Florida.
Yeah,
that place is fucking can't really be like Mad Max. It's bad. Jesus. Just Google Hialeah and just YouTube Hialeah if you really want to see fun videos.
I was born in Hialeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. Yeah, I know. I went to school in Hialeah.
It's so awful down there.
Fucking Day Christian School, motherfucker. Day
Florida
Christian.
Flamingo Elementary and Country Isles Elementary represent.
My brother went to Country.
Oh fuck, you went to Country Isles?
My brother
did.
Bro.
So did John, and so did my brother.
Bruh.
John went to Country Isles.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup. Oh, shit, dude.
John.
Bro, what years were you there, man?
Jesus Christ, 1987?
Oh, my God, we were there at the same time.
Fuck. Hold on, what year did you guys graduate?
High school?
Yes.
97.
John?
2001.
Oh, okay, so you guys weren't in the same grade.
No, but he had like the same principal, the same teachers. He had everything.
Samesies.
Oh, we're like brothers.
But like, or almost like Eskimo brothers without the sex. Without the big titties.
Yeah, no big titties. But a principal that got in trouble for paddling my brother for no apparent reason. Mr. Bardash. What a fucking cocksucker.
Bardash. Did you say that when you were in fourth grade? You cocksucker.
No, I didn't know. No, I didn't know what a cocksucker was. I was too adorable.
Okay. Oh, I was too adorable.
So humble that John.
Yeah. Well, now that we got that out of the way.
Right.
You guys can reminisce on old teachers. Bro!
Sorry, I got excited. In all fairness, I was only there until first grade, and then my mom brought me and my brother to the ghetto of Sterling Elementary, which is in fucking Hollywood, Florida.
Poor John.
Yeah, poor me.
Yeah, poor John. I lived in Bonaventure, so I feel your pain. And it becomes...
Bro, we like lived like in the same area too?
Dude, I bought garbage pail kids at the swap shop or the swap meet or whatever the fuck it was called. The flea market. The Marqueta Pulgas or whatever the fuck it's called.
La Pulguera. Yeah, I know. Exactly. Yep. That's where my grandfather bought everything.
Yeah.
Dude, we like lived in like everywhere. Holy crap.
Right. White Ass Brent is absolutely correct. Bromance time is now happening on Hippo Juice. So.
It is. Yep. It is.
It's bromance time.
How do you say that in Espanol? Oh, tiempo de bromancio.
There it is. There it is. He's got it.
En el jugo hippo.
I like it.
Que bien.
I like it.
Dude, how crazy would it be if you like lived in like the same like development as me?
Gosh. It would explain a lot.
All right, well, let's not keep geeking out because we have other things to get to.
Yes,
like Mashable.com's most annoying coworkers.
Now, Mashable, that's a website that shows pictures of mashed potatoes, correct?
Uh-huh. Okay. Sometimes sweet potatoes mashed.
Got it.
That
sometimes
delicious.
Yuca. Mm-hmm. But mostly tech talk and people complaining about things on the internet. Mm-hmm. Well, this week, I guess there's something called Whisper. I have no idea what it is. I think it's a website. But they gathered some feedback on what people said was the most annoying thing about their coworkers. And I feel like that we can all relate to this because we all have jobs with annoying people in them. So, annoying thing number one, and these are just, I guess, comments from people. So it's just, my coworker doesn't understand that good customer service is her job, not something that customers have to do to prove themselves worthy of. I secretly enjoy when she gets the difficult ones. Does anyone have anything to relate to that? Because I used to do customer service phone calls.
I do it on a daily basis, but I was trying to pull up something, and I actually didn't hear the whole thing all the way. I apologize.
I do as well. I do customer service, not just for professionals, but also meth addicts and parents that have agendas and caregivers that also have agendas. It's a lot of fun.
Do you have anyone that is looking for a customer to earn the good customer service?
I feel like my customer service skills are pretty legit. I mean, I've dealt with all kinds of...
Well, not you, but like, do you have a coworker that's like, oh, you don't deserve me to give you good service?
Just talking to certain people, like when you call in for your cable company, you can spot those people out. You're just like, wait a minute, is there a quality person listening to this? Because you're supposed to try and be, you're supposed to be the, sir, I'm sorry, I understand. And you're going, well, you're the one who canceled your service, like that kind of, you know what I mean? Like with people who have right. attitude right away.
Well, yeah. I mean, those people usually have sat in their jobs for way too long and haven't actually moved upward or out at any point. And like, you really can't stay in a customer service, like phone line tree type position for more than 3 years before you completely lose it on humanity.
My coworkers,
I will say that as a matter of fact, now that you mention it, Marie, we're actually dealing with the situation right now in my organization where had not one of our management team members handled it like they should have, they wouldn't have regional and state personnel involved with something that clearly could have been just placated by the person that was complaining. We understand your concern. We'll look into it, et cetera, et cetera. But they basically blew them off. And so now they're dealing with the fallout where they should have just said the one thing, ate it, forgot about the whole thing, but now everyone's in the fucking fray.
I can tell by the way you're dancing around this, you're probably not at like legal liberty to tell us any of the details of the thing, or can you?
Well, no. Unlike this particular person, I would never throw her under the bus. Nice. So I'm just saying, you know, I've got a little bit more couth than that because I've been...
We'll just change her name to, we'll call her Dolly.
I don't think it matters. I think at a certain point, it just gets too businessy.
My coworker is so disrespectful. She ate my food without even telling me when I asked her. She just said, yes, I did, and went on with her day. Now,
it was long story short. The person that was being talked to on the phone by our person thought that they were a peon, and they even said to my direct boss, you know what? If I would have been treated with a little bit more respect and just been heard, I would have just left it alone. But since they basically treated me like shit,
right?
Well, you know, there's that. Listen, in all different things, in any situation that you're in, any profession, there's always a boss above a boss. And so you just keep working up the ladder and complain the fuck out of everything. And then questions start getting asked and then they have to answer for it because they should have handled their shit like an adult, but they don't because I always deal with children with car keys. Sick of this shit. And I'm going to keep drinking.
And when you get to the boss's boss's boss at that point, their question is, why is this person talking to me? Fire whoever got it to this level.
Now, the one that I read before about, that's one that I see a lot of people complain about, people eating their shit or touching their shit in the fridge.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure Mitch said that happened to him the other day.
That someone was just in there.
That someone just ate their food or ate someone else's food.
I think I'm that guy.
No, Dutch, don't be that guy.
You eat people's food?
No, not food.
No, 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 no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no. I've caught myself a couple times going, just because that soda's been in there for 2 weeks doesn't mean that it's free game. You know what I mean? It's mainly sodas. I don't take food.
That's not an excuse.
But that's my point, though. I always catch myself afterwards going, yeah, man, I feel bad, but then I do nothing to to make it better. So, but it's a thought that counts, right? Isn't that how that works?
No, just don't take other things that if you didn't buy it and it's not yours, don't take it unless it says free soda.
In there, there's a lot of people get fired in my job, so I justify it in my head going, oh, that had to have been Brian's.
What if in the fridge, and hear me out, what if there's like a tasty beverage and the beverage that someone else has isn't as great, so then. Not only do you do the switcheroo, but you also replace their beverage just so that you can drink their beverage.
And at that particular moment, you replace it later down the road?
No, like at the same time, like Indiana Jones with like the sand. And
well,
like
that doesn't make
skull.
Any sense. Then just drink the beverage that you had to replace the beverage that you were stealing.
Yeah, why would you just drink the one you already bought?
Because somebody had yellow.
I think he means like you brought like, okay, you brought like grocery brand Sprite, but someone had a real Sprite.
You tried to replace a Royal Crown with a Coke.
Exactly.
So exactly. Yeah. They had like the Mexican soda that's made with sugar.
No, that's not cool.
Now, on the other hand, if someone replaced my Coke with a Crown Royal, I would totally be okay with it. So.
Oh, yeah, I think everybody would.
Crown Royal in years.
That's because you drink it too fast.
Zing.
Oh, man.
Zing. All right, this next one is something I can relate to. I love my job, but the one coworker I work closest with always wants to gossip. It bothers me, but apparently it's the only way she communicates, so I just sit quietly. So,
oh, the gossiping's the worst.
Fucking damn it. Oh,
I have someone new that I'm working with, and every time I go over to talk something work related, I like get returned back gossip, and I just have to keep going, I don't care. Just can you do the thing that I was asking about? Thanks.
Marie, are you in a supervisory role?
Temporarily, yeah.
Okay, so you are in a supervisory role right now?
Yes.
Okay, so here's my stake in this is that I am second in command, literally second in command in regards to my organization. I don't give a fuck what you do on your own time. You can be gay, straight, you can worship Satan, you can do all the drugs that you want, you can have five kids and, you know, pray to Allah or God or space cake or whatever the hell you want. But as long as you are in the confines of my office, do your goddamn motherfucking job.
Yep.
And stop undermining other people and work as a goddamn team. Because I personally feel that I'm 36 years old. If I got to tell people that are older than me or even younger than me, as long as you're over the age of 18 and you have your faculties with you, then if I tell you something once and you don't follow it, I have carte blanche to, in a very professional way, mind you. So I'm never actually going to say this whole thing, but I'll say in so many words, what the fuck is the matter with you? How come I have to keep repeating myself and you don't do the thing that we agreed upon that you have to motherfucking do every day, day in and day out? Even my dogs are barking at this point.
You had a rough day at work today there, buddy?
I have a rough day every fucking day.
It's an everyday situation.
My coworker annoys me so much because he's consistently undermining me and acting like an arrogant ass.
Well, that kind of goes hand in hand with what Mark just said.
That doesn't fit with the list.
My coworker steals
all my...
No, it does.
No, so many people, especially if you work in large companies, where they're a little nervous that they don't know how to do their job the way that they should be knowing how to do their job. And so what they do is make other people look bad to try to make themselves look better. And in fact, it just always backfires on them and makes them look like complete assholes.
Well, it makes everybody else around them hate them.
Exactly. And then once you start getting like a me versus that guy, then all of a sudden they're going to catch on after one or two emails or offhanded remarks and start piling up a list of reasons why these people should go fuck themselves.
Well, and this is the other thing, too, and this is the thanklessness of being in a management role. Anybody that ever has considered or wanted to be in a management role, it is absolutely thankless and has no merit at all whatsoever because you have to set the example. You have to be the bigger man. You're hearing me right now. I have a very strong opinion. And yes, according to what's their name, Cormax, I want to ram my fist down every motherfucker's throat that has any sort of opposition in regards to the culture that my boss, who's been working there for almost 3 decades now, has instilled to support one another, to work as a team, because we have a bigger job than ourselves. When it becomes about us and not about the thing that we're supposed to do, then it becomes a goddamn problem.
I have a question for you there, Mark.
Yeah.
Do you have to be the asshole?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I'm in that situation too. Like there's basically like three guys in my job that we all kind of, there's the one guy who, you know, we have a lot of people underneath us. I'm the dick.
Phrasing?
I have to be the bad cop. Then there's, you know, good cop. And then there's buddy cop between the three of us. Who,
can I be RoboCop?
You can be RoboCop. You
can,
want
I,
to
be, can I be Time Cop?
Oh, become,
yes.
Nice. Okay.
So I know exactly what you're talking about. I have to be dickhead or I have to be asshole.
But even when I'm, you know, saying all the right things and I'm making it a positive thing and I've got all the best intentions, obviously, with, you know, the tutelage and the talk as a team, mind you, I'm not doing things unilaterally. I'm always consulting with my management team, with my boss and all that sort of thing. I got told literally today, literally hours ago, well, I feel like I'm being sent to the principal's office because I'm talking to you. No, it's got nothing to do with
the principal. That's good.
And meanwhile, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, no shit, Sherlock, because you're the idiots. Idiot.
Yep.
All of you are idiots. I don't need to. Here's the other thing, too. I don't
all
need
of you are idiots.
I don't need children. I don't need children. You guys, like, people always talk, oh, when are you going to have kids? I've got 52 motherfucking children with car keys that I've got to deal with on a motherfucking daily basis.
Children with car keys. I like that.
Pieces of shit. Every one of them.
All right. I hate listening to my coworkers eat. She clinks her utensils so loud and I can hear every bite. It drives me nuts.
Oh.
Okay. My buddy Joe, who I've talked about, the second dude that I've kissed next to Dutch, my buddy Joe always tells me there's this dude behind him that sits at work that eats his yogurt really loud. He says it sounds like he's fisting
and
that's it.
That's a type of food that you got the slop to it. Ugh.
I hate that. I hate when people sip coffee really loud when they do the.
Well, in all fairness, you do that so you can also so you don't burn your mouth when you're drinking hot coffee.
Oh, so you're a sipper.
No, I just know I worked at fucking Starbucks, asshole.
Because you're sipping on some scissor.
Why is everybody calling me an asshole tonight?
Because I'm sorry. I just have a headache.
They recognize you for what you are. My coworker is monotone and has no personality. It makes me want to scream.
God, dude, I can relate to that one. You're
monotone?
No. The uncomfortable office talk.
Where I'm sitting on the phone with a customer, and you know, you kind of like gauge what the customer's, you know, level of energy is. So you try to match that or whatever. There's a guy who used to work for us. His name was Brian. He never
Hey.
Hi. Yes. He always had this. It's like, dude.
Hey, I'm Brian.
Everybody that's calling in is as boring and monotone and you know, lack of life as you are. Like, you have to try. You have to fix. You know what I mean? Like, right. Especially if you're in a customer service role.
Okay, I've got one. Not of an operational role, nothing that's got anything to do with what I've said before, but we used to have an employee that was, for lack of a better word, an absolute slob. She had hygiene issues. She smelled. She looked like the person that you would never want to eat next to at all. And so I came to discover that every single time that I came in and I brought my own cutlery, you know, like fork, knife, spoon, and everything else, and I wash my own shit because I'm a fucking adult and I clean after myself after fucking lunch.
Yeah.
Forks and spoons were always missing. Do you want to know why? Because this bitch was always using them and then leaving them on her fucking table. And so I literally went through like three or four dinery sets of forks and knives and spoons because I didn't want to put anything that was even close to this person's mouth, let alone her smelly, hairy, sweaty body.
Well, this is what you do. This is what you do. You got to get like one of those big, you know, ridiculously sized plastic cutlery sets like for picnics or whatever.
Right.
And just put that in the office.
Well, we fired her, so it's okay. Because she lied about whatever she was going on. But Ram the point is that, you know, like, the word adult is very widely used without any sort of connotation behind it. Like, you really got to prove to me, honestly, that you act like an adult on a regular basis in order for me to give you any sort of respect. Because I don't deal with it. Really?
Can I ask what field you work in?
Social work.
Social work. Okay.
Yeah. I have something to add to the hygiene thing. So when I was still in Miami working for the University of Miami, there was a point in my life where I thought I was pretty ill and I was always having stomach issues.
She was listening to a lot of Beastie Boys.
Yes, I was listening to a lot of Beastie Boys. No, I was having like immense stomach. Like, I would always wake up fine in the morning, but by the time I came home.
He's kind of funny.
By the time I came home, I was doubled over in stomach pain, and I couldn't figure it out until one day.
Oh, I remember this. Yes.
Until one day, I didn't wash my plate in the company sink, and I realized that it was the sponge that was making me sick.
God. Oh, God.
Because, geez. Like, I would wash out my cup. I would use, like, soap and water or whatever and rinse it out and everything, and it was that was causing me stomach issues. I don't know when was the last time that they ever, like, cleaned that area out, but it was literally poisoning me.
Wow.
Moss says, do you ever have that coworker who smells like cheap liquor every day? Well, Dutch is that coworker. And Maul, White Ass Brent says,
cheap shot, not completely unnecessary.
Speaking of cheap, White House Princess malt and with a cheap cologne to cover up the liquor smell. I'm messing around with this, but is there anybody that at work that you could smell like the old, like the cheap whiskey on their breath when at work?
Yeah, generally, like when we get really super busy and we have to, like, you know, hire the friend of a friend. Of his course. Name is DeAndre or whatever, like those kind of guys.
I don't smell that, but I smell a lot of old lady perfume.
Oh, old lady perfume is lady the worst.
Perfume. Well, like knowing.
Oh, it's so bad.
She smells like fish.
This one says, my coworker is so lazy and mostly does personal stuff on their work time. So I knew a dude that was hired while we were all contractors doing some work that was only ever doing something for his other job during the first job. We're like, what the fuck, dude? Stop it. We can all see you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing here. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing for someone else.
One of our engineers was arguing a mortgage refinance during work hours like a month ago.
Oh, that's
like good. Loudly on the company phone or no, on his cell phone. But he didn't move out of his office or anything. He just sat there with the door wide open.
Were they also getting their own their responsibilities, their duties and responsibilities accomplished as well?
Duties.
They could have gotten more done.
There was another University of Miami story that one of the managers that was in my department had an office right outside my cubicle. And I swear to God, me and the other girls every morning were like, I bet you she's going to be on some sort of customer service line arguing about 20 cents or 30 cents being overcharged. Like almost every day she had a complaint. She was so old and so bored that all she did was call up the companies that she pays subscriptions to and argued with them.
Too old.
Dude.
Oh my God. I was going to say, because like everybody avoids that kind of stuff, but she wanted to do it.
She had one of those jobs where everyone's like, does she do anything? Or does she just sit in that office and like make stuff up and make up problems for other people to solve?
Doc Wheatley says, I lost my manager position at my company to some older fuck. He started to smell like booze every day and they limited the position. So I skated anyway. So yeah, the booze thing. I know that one as, I had that one at my I used to do
drinking on the day job.
Yeah, I used to do inside sales at Cordis, which is a company that's owned by Johnson & Johnson. They made like stents and stuff. So when I was 19, I used to work at inside sales, and yeah, there was this woman that used to come in every day, and she smelled, her breath smelled like
scope.
No, like like
fresh
like,
breath.
Like you know if you leave a wine cooler out overnight.
Oh, she had wine breath.
Yeah,
it was like really that furnace of James smell.
Yeah, every day. Just every day.
Did her like, lips, were her lips dyed purple on the inside?
No, I guess you brushed well, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, my first job when I was 15, I worked at a pizza place, this local pizza joint. And I used to ride my bike there because it was, you know, maybe 2 miles away. And the owner of the entire place basically ran it. She had like a 5-person operation, 15, working like $5 an hour. But she would come in and she would have like a plastic Dixie cup full of vodka. And you knew when she was trashed by the end of the night. Like there was one time there was this woman who came in with like short hair and she said, sir, can I help you? And the woman looked at her and said, ma'am. And she looked at her and went, you look like a sir. She's like, she just doubled down on that entire thing. And then she would occasionally drive me home after work. And I would be terrified for my life, like because she'd been drinking all day. I'm 15 years old. I can't say no because up until that point, you got to listen to your boss. She swerved. She
Dutch. Where did she touch you?
She hit the rear view mirror. She swiped a tree.
Oh, geez.
She swerved so bad that the right rear view mirror came in and smashed in on the window where I was. Yeah. That was a fun job.
My coworker.
I have a question. Is that I know it's a common thing. People that, you know, just showed up, you know, show up boozed out of their mind. I love drinking. I feel like drinking is, it's fun. I drink to get drunk. I drink to have a good time. But I've never gotten to the point where, man, fuck this fucking job. I'm just going to drink my sorrows away so that I don't have to feel anything or anyone that comes and talks to me or that sort of thing. Like it's that bad of a problem.
Yeah. I guess I'm with you. I can't imagine getting to that point.
Yeah. I'm going to drink after 5 o'clock, whatever day, especially on the weekends. Cause you know, whatever weekend warrior, but anybody that just needs to have a flask or a bottle, around, and my boss gives me booze. She gives me like little bottles of liquor and beer because she knows how much I like to drink. But I've never been like, oh, fuck this shit. Everybody can suck my balls. And I'm just, you know, hitting little like little nips here and there from the mini bar that my boss has provided to me.
Well, I mean, half the fun is drinking after work because you made it through the day and you're celebrating that it's over.
Yeah, fuck it. You know, like you said, yeah, you made it. All right, let's fucking do this. Let's fucking, you know, rage or whatever. I get it, but not to maintain and just get, you know, no. I need to.
You can't operate. You can't operate on that.
Nah, screw that.
Like, I want to do a good job and then celebrate that I did a good job and have free time. Like, that's what. Oh, hold on. I think we got Cornax calling in.
Hey, Cornax. What's up, man?
Hey, everyone.
What's going on?
Come on, dude.
What's up?
Not much. Just. Kind of missed you guys.
Yeah, haven't talked to you in a while. What have you been up to, buddy?
Selling my soul at a bank.
Ew.
Oh, no.
Are you buying a house, getting a loan? What are you doing?
Working there.
Oh, that's even worse.
Ah.
You're part of the machine, man.
I'm a corporate whore.
And how?
Yes. What's the worst coworker behavior that you've seen so far?
Oh, actually, that's exactly what I called in for. I have this really awkward coworker who never shuts up. So you'll be facing your computer.
Oh, hold on, hold on. Tell me about it. I know all about it on this show. Dutch. Go ahead.
You'll be doing your work, dealing with a client, and then he keeps talking at you, regardless of the fact that you're telling him, please wait a moment. I have this client. He doesn't shut up.
Doesn't have any peripheral vision seeing that you're doing something or hear what you're doing.
Yeah, no, he's looking directly at you. He can see that you're doing something.
Or like guy that walks into the room when you're already having a conversation and just talks like you weren't in the middle of a conversation. That dude is the worst. So
I actually had one lady that I would walk over to her to say one thing I needed for business reasons. She would start gabbing about something. I would literally back out of her office and walk down the hallway and she'd still be talking to me to a point where I'm like, okay, now it's rude. Then I have to walk back into her office for her to complete her thought. And I would play this game. I'd like keep backing away. I'm like, she's still fucking talking. She doesn't get that I need to leave now.
Yep, that's exactly him.
Oh, poor you.
I can't relate to that because I don't think I've ever, maybe because I'm too much of a dick that people just know not to do that to me. I don't know.
No, it's not that. It's not
you.
Are you
guys being too nice? Do you think that's the reason why they feel comfortable doing that?
Dutch, it's not you. It has to be that type of person where they're just going to barrel through.
They felt comfortable doing it to you. No. Are you being too nice or what am I missing here?
It's not that they're targeting Cornax or myself. It's that that's how they are with everyone.
Oh.
It's you have to find that type of person.
Okay.
So you probably just don't have that guy in your office.
You're the fucking worst.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It is. It's really uncomfortable.
So what do you do at the bank, Cornix?
I'm a teller. I'm the one who deals with customers. I'm the
Who's
first
pen? Person. Oh, get what I just did there? Sorry, go ahead.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
Let me ask you this. Worst customer you had, worst customer experience you've had, or worst coworker experience that you have had, which is worse?
See, I'd say coworker just because I deal with him on a daily basis.
That sucks.
We have the TV on. It's mostly to distract the customers so that when they're online, they don't start bitching at us that this is taking forever.
Right.
I noticed that when I was at my credit union the other day. Exact same thing. I was in there going like, oh, what's going on in the rack?
See, his problem is that whenever he gets awkward, he giggles. And it sounds like a mixture between Peter Griffin's laugh and Jay-Z's crackly voice. So it kind of comes out like,
oh, no.
And
that's horrible.
So whenever there's anything on there about a murder or a bomb threat or a shooting or a husband killing their wife or, you know, anything like that, there's always this awkward giggling and this question of what do you think goes through someone's mind when they do that? You know, I just want to kind of get into their head.
Oh, my God. That is the most boring person on the planet.
This is what I deal with.
I'm so sorry for you. I'm so sorry. That sounds awful.
I think I have a serial killer next to me.
You might. If they can't relate or empathize, you might need start giving him Snicker bars every day.
Eat a Snickers. Why? Because every time you talk, you sound like you're going to murder someone.
And I don't want you shooting up me. I want you to remember me
when you actually finally snap.
Yep, exactly.
Here's a Snickers. Please don't skin my face.
Oh. Jesus, that sounds unbearable, buddy.
Here's one that was from the Mashable list. My coworker steals all my ideas and presents them shamelessly as his own. I'm too humble to say anything.
Oh, pussy. That's on her.
Then get unhumbled and fucking call their ass out, mother.
Yeah, that's on her for not being proactive.
That people are way too fucking nice all the time.
Thank you.
Nice.
Now, I don't have that problem, but I've definitely seen some people in my office environments where they're trying to do that and they just don't do a very good job of it. And that is just
trying to plagiarize or.
Well, like you just kind of see like, oh, I totally know that. Person A said this idea and now person B is pitching it in a different meeting where person A isn't there or something like I've definitely witnessed it happening where they're not giving due credit where credit is due. And that's the thing is I don't know anybody that's good enough at doing this where they're getting away with it. It's usually like we all know.
Right.
Where the idea is really coming from. But it's fucked right, up.
But people also don't enjoy dealing with confrontation, which I don't know who does enjoy, you know, having confrontation.
I like it. I like it.
Boxers or MMA or this fucker Joel. But, you got to learn how to, you know, like toughen up and stand up for yourself so that, you know, you're trying to be fair with people. But at the same time, you're not letting them take advantage of you because, they will continue to act the way that they do unless you kick him in the balls or hit him in the mouth or, you know, something that's PC and HR related.
Well, it's that whole the old wives tales of, you know, the whole prison mentality. Like, you know, you can't let anybody fuck with you because if you do, then they're going to do it the rest of your life. I mean, that's a kind of like a microcosm of the way humans are like in an overall sense. As far as me being, you know, aggressive and confrontational prone, I'm one of 23 kids. If I didn't stand up for myself or have any kind of confrontation. I mean, just with the amount of crazy and just how loud my family was, that alone just kind of, you know, gets you on that type of a path. So
some of these on the list, though, are Mark exactly what you're saying. It's like, stop being a fucking pussy and speak up for yourself, Poindexter. Because this one is like, my coworker lies about everything, makes my job much more difficult. I don't want to be in trouble for things not being done because of her.
Okay, well then. You gotta stand up.
And listen, I say all of this, and I say, you know, oh my gosh, she sounds like a fucking badass and all this stuff. I've learned from not just other people's mistakes, but my mistakes as well. And so when I'm talking with other people, you know, once you set a precedent with your coworkers or at your workplace and you're not willing to step up and, you know, fight for just being fair and what's right and what's, you know, with the culture of whatever organization or company that you're working with, then it's always going to be the norm. And if the norm is not what you like, then maybe you should just look for another profession or look for another position or call them out on something. I don't know. I don't want you to like shoot up the place or anything, but something's got to give. And if you're just letting it happen, then you're contributing to it.
Mammy Milf in the chat says, and yeah, please call her Mammy Milf. She says, we have a bunch of horny people at the office in the middle of two investigations for inappropriate PDA at work.
Yeah, I was reading some of the other comments she had when we first started talking about this. There's all kinds of weird shit going on. She said, I'm so lucky. I work with a lot of young, hot people. And oh, just scroll down. And a lesbian is cute. So I asked her about all the benefits of lesbianism. It's pretty awesome. Jesus. Where the fuck do you work?
Jesus Christ. It's like Scarlett? It's like my dad has always told me. Don't shit where you eat.
Yes.
That is very true. Now, Mark, on the flip side, I can definitely see situations.
But you can fuck where she shits.
Yes. There are situations where you do speak up and you do say something, but the people around you don't listen or don't care. And that can be a frustrating experience.
No, of course. And, you know, you just can't rely on saying it once. You have to say it once every 2 months, once every 6 months, so that when you're trying to build a case against somebody that clearly needs corrective action or some sort of behavior modification plan in regards to things that they are not doing conducive to the mission.
Behavior modification plan?
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, if they're not doing things that they're not supposed to do, like, you know, going on the internet or showing up late for work, or they're just cutting out early and all the time.
Oh, wow, you guys are a lot more leeway than I am. We just fire them.
Well, it takes an act of Congress for anyone to get
fired
from a job. So
corporation type shit, you're right.
We've got to set a precedent. It's not even a corporation shit. This is
is
state of Florida shit, but anyway. So Yeah. Sucks. But we give a lot of grace. We have to give like 2, 3, 4 chances because, you know, if I had my way, if you fuck up once, you'd be out the door. But we do show, you know, some leeway, maybe a little bit more than most places. But at least we can say, well, we gave them chance 2, 3, 4. And then after that, if they continue to fuck up, well, we tried. So,
yeah.
Ma says, oh, I've shat where I've eaten before. I think everyone's probably once in their life.
Who hasn't eaten on the toilet?
Probably.
Well, of course. People don't know until they've been fucked with or they fuck up and all that sort of thing. Like, I get it. I totally get it. I've fucked up multiple times. I'm going to continue to fuck up, I'm sure, as I get older. But, you know, I've gotten a little I would hope that I've gotten a little bit wiser as far as acting in a professional manner, because no one gives a fuck about my opinion.
But Mark, we were literally talking about like eating a sandwich on the toilet while you're taking a dump.
No, well, I was
as long as you're trying to be, as long as you're trying to do your job and you're treating people with respect and you're, you know, adhering to, you know, supporting one another, your teammates and all that sort of thing. That's what I really care about as a manager, as a quote unquote manager. I don't give a fuck what the fuck you do. Like, you can go shoot heroin up your ass and fuck trannies like Joel does on the regular.
Yeah,
on the regular. Make any difference to me. I'm sorry.
Bailey J, though. Rorschach and Doc both say they shit where they've eaten. And you can listen to them every Saturday on More Like Radio, by the way.
Oh, so that was a good plug.
They shit right in the radio, right to your ears.
Great plug.
Miami MILF, one of the investigations involving a married woman. Uh-oh.
What woes?
Uh-oh.
Marriage.
I'll say the weirdest coworker I ever had was a dude that, for energy, instead of getting coffee, I would catch him doing push-ups in his office.
Oh, I thought you were going to say doing bumps.
No, push-ups. I asked him, I'm like, why are you doing push-ups in your office? He's like, it's a great energy boost.
Get a pump! Get a pump!
Exactly. That guy didn't last long.
Get a pump, bro. Yeah.
Bumps in a bump.
I do this all day, man. I got all day, man. It's all day. I don't think about it.
Like, that's awesome. Really weird.
Keep going.
All day.
I got it all day,
I do this all day with this.
Hey, how long can you do this for?
I can do this all day.
I got it all day, too.
Breath it.
Why are you yelling at
me? I do this all day.
Thanks for listening, guys. We really appreciate it. And all the new listeners, I really appreciate it. Make sure to check out Rampcat's podcast, the Untitled Movie Podcast, every Wednesday right before Hippo Juice.
Right before.
And you can also download it off the RSS feed. If you're on the go, we don't plug this enough. If you want to listen to the show on the go in your car via Bluetooth or auxiliary jack, just download TuneIn.
Tune in,
you can listen live and also get the downloaded shows. Same thing with Stitcher. Check them out. All right,
search
guys.
More Like Radio on the entire station pops up. Right up.
That's right. All right, guys. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us, Ramcat. You're always welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Ramcat Jackson, all one word, and Mark_Nixon_ on Twitter. Follow me to hear more about my stupid brain acting up.
Whoop, whoop. All right, guys. We're out of here.
Experiments to run, there is research to be done on the people who are still alive.